The Double Lamp of Solitude. Wind moved through the mountain forest, pushing trees together and snapping branches. The small hut that was home to the lonely mystic was lit by candlelight. The fates that you imagine are not your own. They belong to grief, to slumber, and to suffering, she said aloud to no one but herself. For weeks, she had endured a mild irritation in her left eye. It wouldn't bother her much, except that reading seemed to make it worse, and so she had been neglecting her books. Instead, she would sit many hours facing a wall, eyes closed, reciting the verses she composed during the years since she had left society. Occasionally, she would indulge in controlled acts of remembrance, letting the distant world intrude. She found this sometimes helpful to her investigations, but a little went a long way. Often her family or friends would appear in these waking dreams, always arriving through doors where there weren't walls. They usually came in pairs, their skin gleaming as they talked, but made no sounds. They would stay until she made them vanish. She could also recollect the city where she had spent her youth. The house where she grew up stood beside a trash-filled canal, the image of which once helped her formulate one of her favorite phrases, buried water of longing. Balanced against meditations and visions were the chores and preparations necessary for such a self-reliant existence as hers. It was usually while gathering wood that she thought about why she had chosen this way of life, in which love was abstracted into a kind of nobility and language was free of its greatest burdens.